Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, which one of them is the mom? Robert says every last one of them when he's finished. Hopefully for him he can have all of them at the same time. But I bet that Bob is going to regret this decision in 9 months when they have him trapped with child support payments. I wouldn't be surprised if the mom is actually the camera woman taking this picture. But seriously, if I had to guess which one's the mother, it would be the second one on the left. Moving on, in the past, men were asked if a woman needs it, should she be spanked? My favorite is the Brooklyn barber who says that as a barber, he has a lot of faith in a good hairbrush. If these men were alive today, they'd be all single and going their own way. Many simps these days probably can't believe that this is an actual article from back in the day. Also, I'd imagine that many women would intentionally be bad in the past, so they would be spanked, and they would enjoy it. Number three, this lady says the idea that women lose value as they age is purely patriarchal. No, it's biological. Men lose their attraction to most women by the time they turn 40, and are barren and have little to no eggs at that point as well. Not to mention that's usually when they enter the attitude stage, and you can't stop them with a good spanking, or you'll be sent off to jail. Women do get better with age. Just like the tires on your car. Up next, here we have yet another woman desperate for attention holding up a sign saying that Trump is the new Mr. Mustache. I can't even say his name because of YouTube censorship. Also, if you occasionally notice that on my Sandman 2 channel I put out videos with less than 25 memes, it's because I had to take them out because YouTube flagged certain ones and demonetized the video. Then they forced me to guess which one is bad to remove it before it can be monetized. Number 5. Are there any fans of Jennifer Connelly and career opportunities? Her face looks better 10 years later, but I don't think that any of us are looking at her face. I'm still distracted by that unibrow. She also was great in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Just kidding. That was Mia Sara. Did you know that in Ferris Bueller, there's actually a deleted scene that women didn't like, where they say a woman doesn't have to go to college to be successful. She just needs to marry a good man. Moving on, happy birthday to the legend Weird Al Yankovic. We've never seen the two of them in the same room before, so, like the Polkaroo, they might be the same person. But then again, I think that Howard Stern needs to take a paternity test. But seriously, why does Kamala Harris' stepdaughter look like Weird Gal Yankovic? Isn't anyone willing to tell her that she's taken his style? The 80s just called and told her that it wants its look back. Number 7, here's the reason that Peter Thiel and Sam Altman are gay. Because Russia and China are sending attractive female spies to seduce tech workers. They even go as far as to marry them and have kids with them. They're looking for blackmail material, and no wonder China tried to buy Grindr. I'm hearing that the company is also going private now. Can't Russia send some of their big bear-like men to try and seduce Thiel and Altman? Up next, Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney told a room full of Canadian students that there'll be sacrifices as he outlines the new budgets. Students that won't have any jobs because AI will take them, and won't own homes because boomers own them. Young people need to understand that the very same people telling you to make sacrifices are rarely the ones making sacrifices themselves. Yes, Canadians need to sacrifice so the Liberal Party can continue its reckless spending. Moving on is Ava Green. Did you have any favorite roles of hers? I thought she was great in Sin City, and so was her uncovered body. She was better than Bond in Casino Royale, and I liked her in Penny Dreadful as well. Since then, I haven't really been interested in any of her films or shows. Plus, she's 45 now and post-Wall. I always thought she was English, but apparently she's French and born in Paris. Moving on, looks like wolf whistling is dangerous now. This woman ended a man in front of his girlfriend because she was angry he honked at her. He was probably just honking at her to tell her to get out of the way or she might total his car if he hit her. Because, you know, with an impressive pumpkin head like that, she's got a beach ball body below the neck. At least we know he wasn't catcalling her. Number 11, CNN is fact-checking its own articles as false now. When the Democrats wanted to offer healthcare to undocumented immigrants, that's news. But when Trump says the Democrats want to give healthcare to illegal aliens, then it's fake news. Remember everyone, you don't hate the lamestream media enough. What's even more wild is that it's the same author in both of these articles. Might as well call them the Clown News Network. Up next, men need to make a lot of money not to have luxury, but to have control of our lives. But just remember, when you have lots of money, men either respect you or they envy you and want to destroy you. And on top of that, women want to use sex to rob you of that money. Make the money and take control of your life and just hide it as much as possible, so that people don't come in with their ill intentions against you. Why do you think the most millionaires are people you pass on the street and you don't even know are rich? Number 13, hey guys, which one of these behaviors in a woman can you handle for the sake of love? I'd say piercings because at least they aren't permanent like tattoos. Drinking would be a close second if she could actually drink occasionally on the weekends. If she gets drunk and professes her love to you, then you generally know her attraction to you is genuine. But if I was in the dating market again, I'd have to pass on all of them except the woman that drinks socially. Moving on, 162,000 refugees came to Sweden and less than 500 of them got jobs. So they're putting pressure on the social welfare state and what happens when it eventually collapses. That's usually when you have race wars, and eventually the native Swedes will deport them all. The crisis is being created so that ordinary people are distracted and not paying attention to the elites and AI. The Roman Empire also fell by allowing people from the outside to come in. Maybe our elites aren't diabolical, but just dumb. Number 15, Poland's population fell by 158,000 in a year. And with its 1.0 fertility rate, its population will probably go from 40 million down to only 10 in just two generations. It's better to go extinct than to become Somalia 3.0 the way that Sweden is doing. The Polish government has just offered families zero income tax for life if they have two kids. Hungary and Russia started paying their citizens to have children as well, and the fertility rate's barely budged. Opnex's Wayman says she's never had a hoe phase because she's someone's daughter and someone's future wife and mother. How much you want to bet that she's lying through her massive teeth? Besides, anyone who says they've never had a hoe phase probably had one. Apparently this is someone named Isabella DeLuca, and she's one of the biggest conservative thirst trappers out there trying to cash in on those trad cuck dollars. Number 17, Miss Chubby says that if she could go to any planet, it would definitely be Mars. Someone gets back to her and says he thinks she should go to Planet Fitness instead. He's not wrong, though. She should go to Tatooine, specifically Jabba's Palace. And just like their conversation, the relationship ended. Again, he's not wrong. Then again, maybe he is because she needs to stay away from Planet Fitness. We don't need any more broken equipment. Moving on, 5,000 jobs in Canada have been taken because of Trump's tariffs and because the economy is going down. We appear to be in the everything bubble. Gold, Bitcoin, stocks, bonds, houses, and I'm sure other things are all overpriced. And I'm sitting in cash waiting for things to crash. And I even have some short positions. Everyone thinks the prices can only go up because of the debasement trade. Meanwhile, the US dollar appears to be strengthening compared to other currencies. Buckle up, everyone, it looks like years of pain are incoming. Number 19, this guy says that it's not that Asian students perform better on SATs than black students, because they're better, but because the SATs are just a racist test. If the tests are racist, then why do Asians perform better than the average white people that originally created them? But looking at this average IQ by country graphic in 2025 proves that the SATs are perfectly made. I was also surprised to see Serbia's average IQ as high as Western Europe. Up next, the mother surprises her daughter with a $9,500 car for her 16th birthday. Where did her mother get that station wagon? Possibly from the Very Brady movie. Either that or Clark Griswold wants his car back. It's a $1,000 car at most, and it gets lousy gas mileage. It's probably stolen too. But paying that much money, her mother got hustled. If the car breaks down, how will they ever find spare parts for that thing? Number 21, apparently there's a growing trend of straight men dating trans women. So does that mean they're gay now? Also, there is no new trend. This is just desperation because less than 3% of straight men would be willing to date a trans woman. And I'm sure that they'd probably only be willing to date a trans woman that passed and was feminine. Don't fall for traps like these guys. Literal traps. It's ironic this article uses a picture of a real woman instead of a man in a dress. Moving on, someone asks, what's one thing that women do better than men? I say nag. They're also better at divorcing than men. You think they'll only take 50% but then somehow end up taking 85%. But that could be coming to an end soon. Over 20 states are in the process of passing legislation to give both parents equal custody of the kids. The moment Kentucky did that, the divorce rates there collapsed. Suddenly, when women can't get cash and prizes, they stay married. Number 23, which one are you choosing? Sydney or Swift? Sydney has a better body because she has better genes, but Swift has a much better face, at least in my opinion. Then again, I hear that Swift is really a man. Her body sure looks like that of a boy. Also, let's not forget the most important part that Sweeney is in her 20s, and Swift is almost 40. Then again, I changed my mind and I'll take all of Sweeney because Swift looks like she's been munching on a bunch of Taylor Tots. Up next, Switzerland jails this man saying that skeletons show male and female sex differences. He's now going to have to spend 10 days in jail for a 2022 Facebook comment saying that the skeletons reveal biological sex and not gender identity. He was convicted of hate speech for stating a scientific fact. And yes, it's a real story. I thought this had to be fake news. This pretty much sums it up. We're now censoring intelligent people so we don't offend the stupid ones. Number 25 on the list, when the next time things go wrong in life, don't blame yourself for your failure. Learn astrology and blame the planets. That's what women do. Instead of taking accountability when they make a mistake, they blame the constellations. That's why women are duped into believing such nonsense. Believing in horoscope signs and the pull of the planets is the closest thing to actual science that women have actually ever come up with as a collective. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.